This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The worldwide death toll from COVID-19 is pacing toward 212,000 with more than 3 million confirmed infections. In the United States, nearly 57,000 have died from it and more than 1 million people have been infected. U.S. President Donald Trump is projecting that coronavirus deaths in the United States could reach 70,000, but says original projections were much higher as he explained why voters should consider reelecting him in November. Mr. Trump has at times this month cited 60,000 as the estimate of how many people would die from COVID-19. Mr. Trump was asked during a White House news conference whether an American president deserved to be reelected after losing more Americans in 6 weeks than died in the Vietnam War. Approximately 58,000 U.S. troops were killed during Vietnam. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning that extremist groups are taking advantage of COVID-19 lockdowns to intensify social media efforts to spread hatred and recruit young people who are spending more time online. Even before the coronavirus pandemic, he said 20% of young people were not getting an education, training, or working, and 25% were affected by violence or conflict. Guterres told the UN Security Council Monday these frustrations and, frankly, failures to address them by those in power today fuel declining confidence in political establishments and institutions and are easy for extremists to exploit. The United Nations top human rights official Monday called on countries enforcing exceptional measures to counter the new coronavirus to ensure there is no abuse of restrictive rules. Michelle Bachelet said the rules, which often entail restrictions to free movement and police checks, should not be used as a weapon against opposition. This is VOA News.